All right.
Dennis Allen said just a moment ago that he felt that you were, I quote, outstanding, and that you're pretty much everything they hoped that you would be, and yet we haven't seen the best of you yet. Is that what you feel like out there?
You know, I feel good, you know, given the point in the offseason progression, you know, being kind of coming in a little over 2 months ago, and where we're at as an offense and where I'm at within the offense. But it's a continuing process, and each day just trying to get a little bit better, you know, pick out a few things to work on from the day before. But it's a never-ending process, just continuing to get better. But feel good out there, feel good in the huddle, feel pretty good about what we're trying to accomplish offensively.
That was quite a group of guys to welcome you into the mini camp here with the Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Those great guys like Jim Plunkett. Can you talk about what that was like?
You know, it's awesome. Just the tradition and the winning nature of this organization and the history behind it. You know, having been some other places that don't have that tradition that stretches that far back. I mean, it's just so impressive, and it really shows you the close-knit group that is the Raiders and the Raider Nation, and how much those former players still are connected to the organization and the franchise. And for them to come out and spend a little bit of time out of practice and visit with us here, it's just it's a neat experience. And, you know, we want to go out there and try to get back to that type of football.
Was there a message they gave you? Or?
No, there wasn't any message. It was just more them just saying hello. The DA introduced them to us as a group right before practice. So, I mean, then it was, you know, let's go practice and work at things. But, no, there wasn't anything in particular.
How do you feel Derek Carr is coming along?
I feel like he's progressing well. A lot thrown at him in a short period of time here, but I feel like he's handled it well, and he's handled the group well. There's always stuff that we continue to work on, no matter if you're a rookie or you're an 11-year player. But, you know, he's progressing nicely, understands what to do and how to call the plays. You know, that's always a tough thing in and out of the huddle with young players. But, you know, he's progressed really well.
Or have you been surprised with just how fast he's progressed?
You know, not really. You know, I just haven't been around him a little bit. You can tell he's a bright guy, studies hard, works hard. Always asking questions, which you want out of a young player. He's not trying to just learn it all himself. He's inquiring about different looks and different things. And so it's impressive, the things that he's asking and, you know, trying to expand his knowledge and, you know, what his understanding of the offense.
What have you seen from McFadden and Maurice Jones-Drew that leads you to believe that they can be the kind of backs they were a couple of years ago?
You know, they're just all around, just their ability to understand the run schemes and how the blocking schemes work against different fronts, and understanding where the hole's going to be, and their patience with allowing it to develop. You know, a lot of backs you see don't allow the line to work through their blocks and allow those holes to open up. And a lot of times they can anticipate them before they actually happen. And I think that, coupled with their pass protection and their intelligence, having seen all the looks, understanding their responsibilities there, and then obviously in the pass game, you know, being able to get them the ball on screen plays, which D-Mac's always been a great screen guy, and as has MJD in his time in Jacksonville. So I think just the complete nature of both of them, and then them complementing one another, is going to be a big key to our success.
In terms of explosion and movement, I mean, can you see that now, or do you have to wait for training camp for that, or do you see some of it now?
Yeah, you can see it now, but, you know, it's in spurts, you know, without pads on, you know, especially things like that in the run game and up front, you know, with the blocking and those guys being able to hit holes and, you know, be able to break tackles, you know, with their pads and be able to work that way. It's hard to see it right now, but you can out in space.
In terms of throwing passes, though, are you trying to use – is part of this offseason learning what all of these guys do, because you haven't worked for them for a long period, say, all right, like, that guy's good in the air, this guy's good intermediate?
And absolutely. That's what this time of year is all about, you know, especially between quarterbacks, tight ends, receivers. You know, it's all about understanding route adjustments, how – you know, what guy's best at this type of route? You know, what's this guy's strengths? Can he adjust the ball in the air? Does he – you know, do you have to put it on his body? Do you – you know, does this guy – you know, is he good at slants? Is this guy a go-route runner? I mean, all those things you know, as a quarterback, you start to learn about guys and file it away so that once we get to the fall, it's second nature. And you understand everybody's strengths and how they come out, understanding body movements. Okay, this guy can anticipate he's coming out of his break here, so I can let it go, you know, maybe a split second before I really want to, but I know how he comes out of his route and he's going to be able to get there. And so all that stuff you develop right now.
When you leave here, in theory, you're not. There's no more contact with the team,
right,
and the coaches and stuff. But how much will you still be working with receivers and such, or do you shut it down for a little bit before?
Well, you know, it's tough because everyone's got to get away. You got to get your mind mentally away and decompress a little bit mentally, but physically and stuff, you still got to stay in it because you can't go from what we've been doing the last 3 months to just taking 4 or 5 weeks off and then expect to come to training camp and be ready to go. You know, that's when you see so many pulls and muscle strains and just, you know, guys getting hurt. And so you got to stay into it physically and mentally. You have to also, because there's so much that we do on the move with our calls, with, you know, hurry up stuff and everything. You got to stay into it mentally and take some film with you, take your book and study. So it's not, you know, new to you when you get back to camp. So you just, you've been looking over it, but I'll still have some receivers. I'll still have time, you know, after a little bit of a vacation to come back and throw with guys, as well as, you know, where I go, you know, trying to, you know, at least get together with somebody to be able to run some routes.
Hey man, this, you don't have the full playbook in yet, do you?
We do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, how much of that do you think you have under your belt that, you know, comfortable with,
us, but I'd say I'm pretty comfortable with all of it. You know, the subtle nuances within each play, which can happen, you know, on the fly. You know, I'm still working through those because this time of year, you very rarely get each play versus every single look. It's all mental reps or watching on film. So we're still working through that. But I feel pretty comfortable with everything.
What's been your first impression of Rod Streeter?
Lovely guy. Such a hard worker, you know. I've been fortunate to be around some guys that have put in so much work and effort into their craft. But, you know, Rod's one of those guys early in his career here that you can really see he wants to be the best. And, you know, he works hard at it every day. And, you know, I'm excited to watch him, you know, burst on the scene even more this year.
Has there been a certain receiver that you've been impressed with at all?
You know, I don't know if I can necessarily single one out because I'd be doing the other guys, you know, injustice. You know, it's the group. You know, I've been so impressed, you know, with the entire group, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys that, you know, really it's going to make a great competition throughout training camp. Just the group as a whole, that they're just all pushing each other and competing at such a high level that, you know, no matter who's in the huddle, it seems like we just go and play. You know, we don't skip a beat no matter what core is in the group.
Do you form any impressions on what you think Khalil Mack might be able to do as a rookie? I mean, you played with a guy like J.J. Watt, and I don't want to compare him to that kind of player, but do you see a lot of special qualities in him?
Yeah, I do. You can see the impact that he can create. Again, you know, without pads on right now, it's tough to see a lot of that up front, you know, when the offensive line and tight ends don't have pads on, and as well as the linebackers and D-line. But you can see his physical gifts and his ability to shed blockers and, you know, be able to get and disrupt the passer, the timing of the route. And you can really see that there's some talent there, absolutely.
As you're feeling out your different receivers and what you mentioned, you're finding out what their strengths are and what you go to in certain situations, what kind of strengths would you say that Andre Holmes presents for you?
Yeah, I mean, he's a long strider, big guy, you know, who can stretch the field vertically and go up and get the football. You know, obviously with his height and his, you know, ability to adjust to it in the air, I think, are some of his strengths, as well as, you know, some of the intermediate routes, you know, just being able to get to the top of his route and come out of his cut. You know, I think he can be a guy that can stretch the field for us.
We still have 2 practices left, but if you kind of take this offseason program as a whole, are you – happy with the amount of work that you were able to get done, kind of being the new guy coming in here from getting to know people to being on the field? How would you gauge this?
Yeah, I feel like you know, there's never enough time to get everything you want in, but I feel like we were sufficient and efficient in the use of our time, you know, as a group on the field, in the meeting rooms, away from football, getting to know guys, you know, developing that chemistry within the team. You know, I feel very comfortable with where we're at heading into, you know, the summer break.
All right.
Hey, thanks.